Selected Personal Correspondence. A Firefly Story. Written by Anna Girl. And read by...
Annalise O'Ten.
Sly, as Jane.
Ms. Jenilee Miller, as read by... The Muse Calliope.
And Rena Jenkins, as Kaylee.
Life on the Rim. Curator's Special Notes.
Below, we present an excellent example of period correspondence. Such correspondence is unfortunately rare, and we are lucky that this exchange was preserved. Not only does it provide an example of the literacy of mercenaries at the time, this record offers insight into the lives of those who once made marginal livelihoods on what we used to call the Rim. Note the importance of personal armaments, and the possible anthropomorphizing of those armaments, and the allusions to the importance of crew cohesion. Among certain scholars, there is considerable speculation about whether there were further exchanges between Mr. Cobb and Miss Miller, or Miss Fry and Miss Miller.
One. Jimmy's House of Ammo and Guns. Ammo you sold me's Shang Mao Niao. Gums up a gun more times than I can count. That ain't so handy in the middle of a firefight, if you know what I'm saying. Next time we're on Whitefall, I'm coming calling for my refund. You ain't gonna like what I take. You don't like that deal? You can send me replacements instead. Aunt Persephone. Don't make me come calling. Some folks say I ain't the best visitor they've ever had. Jane Cobb. Serenity.
Dear Mr. Cobb, thank you for your feedback regarding our ammunition. Our records show you have made many purchases over the years. We are assuming your concerns are regarding your latest ammunition acquisition. Please note that you purchased this ammunition for your Lamat revolver on a substantial discount, and you were warned there might be problems with the batch. Did you keep your copy of the waiver? We request you review the terms of your purchase. Regards, Ms. Jenilee Miller, Customer Service Manager, Jimmy's House of Ammunition and Guns, Whitefall.
Two. Listen, Missy, I ain't interested in excuses. And if I ever had some waiver, I would have eaten it back last month when Wash went and got us stranded in the black and we got real low on food for a space. Waivers ain't gonna last long in that environment. Even if they got writing on them. Waivers ain't my problem. My problem comes when my captain went and got himself a bullet in the leg because my gun, you call her Lamat, I'm calling her Sheila, got jammed because of crappy Sheenow ammo. You ever seen Mal with a bullet in the leg? More of a pain in my ass than usual. I want a refund. Ain't used to having to ask twice. Maybe you want to know what a bullet in the leg's like. Bet you don't, though. Jane Cobb, Serenity.
Dear Mr. Cobb, all of us here at Jimmy's House of Ammunition and Guns express our sorrow at your captain's injury. We wish him a speedy recovery. However, we cannot accept blame for the injury. Perhaps you should clean your guns more regularly, especially if you happen to typically work in sandy, hot, or wet environments. In addition, we take threats to our safety very seriously here, and I politely request that you cease making threatening statements. As I'm sure you can imagine, we are well equipped to defend ourselves. On a more personal note, I am familiar with the sensation of a bullet in my leg. My scar is quite substantial. Sincerely, Ms. Jenilee Miller, Customer Service Manager, Jimmy's House of Ammunition and Guns, Whitefall. P.S. I am dismayed to hear that you may have eaten our waiver. This is most unusual, even among mercenaries. Is it possible that you're mistaking waiver for wafer?
Three. Listen, lady, I can eat what I want, when I want. And my guns, including Sheila, are the cleanest this side of Sinan. Ask Nara. I want my refund. Got it? Refund. Jane Cobb, Serenity. P.S. Whatever the goram hell that means. I got more scars than you.
Dear Mr. Cobb, it is with regret that I reiterate that a refund is simply not possible. I have attached a copy of your signed waiver, detailing the terms of purchasing deeply discounted ammunition, to this letter. Please feel free to eat it once you have reviewed it. The ink is non-toxic. Sincerely, Ms. Jenilee Miller, Customer Service Manager, Jimmy's House of Ammunition and Guns, Whitefall. P.S. It means postscript. While I have no doubt that you have more scars than I do, I am certain that mine are more impressive. This is simply a question of quality over quantity.
Four.
Dear Ms. Miller. Hi, my name is Kaylee. I work with Jane Cobb. I bet you can guess that sometimes. That's downright frustrating. Not all the time, though, because he's a real good shot, and he's saved everyone here more than once. You know how it is. Sometimes they're prodigies. That means people who are real good at something, in this case shooting and killing, have personality quirks. Some people like that are real perky, or a bit strange in the head, or like robots. For Jane, it's just about also being real ornery. Anyway, I wanted to ask about maybe if you couldn't give him a refund, you could give him a future discount or something. I'm only asking because he's been a real bear lately. Something about you guys saying he keeps his guns dirty, and maybe questioning how manly his scores are. I've got to admit, I can't always hear everything when he goes and starts muttering on it all. But he's muttering a lot. It's making me kind of sad, if I can be honest and all. Thanks. Have a shiny day. K. Winnet Lee Fry, Serenity. P.S. He keeps going on about wafers, too. I don't get it. But that's Jane for you. He's confusing at times. Once he tried to kill the doctor... I still ain't sure why that happened.
Dear Ms. Fry, thank you for your letter concerning Mr. Jane Cobb's complaints with our merchandise. Is your discussion of Mr. Cobb's killing abilities a not-so-thinly-veiled threat? We do not hold with such things here at Jimmy's House of Ammunition and Guns. Sincerely, Ms. Jenilee Miller, Customer Service Manager, Jimmy's House of Ammunition and Guns, Whitefall.
Five.
Dear Ms. Miller, I wasn't threatening you. It's real hurtful you would think that. Anyway, if I wanted to threaten you, I would talk about coming down to your store and messing with the electronics and maybe making sure your personal shuttle, if you got one, didn't ever fly again. Ever. Nope, I was just trying to do something nice for Jane. And the rest of us, on account of how he's grumping around lately, and his gun keeps getting gummed up. That ain't healthy for the rest of us. Mal's, he's our cap, already been shot because of it. You ever seen Mal when he's been shot? I can tell you that you don't want to be around for that. Maybe you've been on Whitefall too long if you think everything is a threat. Could you move, maybe? I'm still thinking a future discount would be real nice of you. Bye now. K. Winnet Lee Fry, Serenity.
Hey, lady. You gonna reply or what? Still looking for my refund. I'm just gonna say that I had to put Sheila away for a space until I can get new ammo. This is making me feel a bit sore, if you know what I mean. I got another gun. more than one, but I was fixing to use Sheila for a space. It were her time. Jane Cobb, who wants his Goram refund, and who's got lots of scars of real good quality. Serenity.
Dear Ms. Fry, my sincerest apologies for assuming the worst of your letter. I wish your captain a speedy recovery. I will consider your request for a discount for a future purchase by Mr. Jane Cobb. Sincerely, Ms. Jenilee Miller, Customer Service Manager, Jimmy's House of Ammunition and Guns, Whitefall. Dear Mr. Cobb, I regret that we are unable to offer a refund. However, we would be pleased to offer you a 15% discount on your next purchase at Jimmy's House of Ammunition and Guns. I am pleased to inform you that in order to serve our customers better, we will soon be opening a second branch on Beaumont. Sincerely, Ms. Jenilee Miller, Customer Service Manager, Jimmy's House of Ammunition and Guns, Whitefall.
Six. Shun Shang Dun Gan Wan. I didn't ask for no discount. What makes you Goram idiots think I want to keep spending my hard-earned coin at your Xinyao joint? Whitefall or Beaumont? What part of refund don't you understand? Jane Cobb. Serenity. P.S. I guess a 20% discount would be good enough.
Dear Mr. Cobb, I am delighted that we were able to come to a satisfactory conclusion regarding your concerns about our ammunition quality. Please keep the attached discount note, valued at 20%, and present it to our cashier during your next visit. I sincerely hope you find purchases to your satisfaction in the future. If, by chance, you happen to eat the discount note, by choice or otherwise, I'm happy to reassure you that we will keep a copy at the store. Sincerely, Ms. Jenilee Miller, Customer Service Manager, Jimmy's House of Ammunition and Guns, Whitefall.
Seven.
Dear Mr. Cobb, it is with great pleasure that I announce the grand opening of Jimmy's House of Ammunition and Guns on Beaumont. We are located off the main port, Smokestack Alley, Unit Number 32. Our Beaumont location stocks a wide variety of small and large personal armaments, including all ammunition, care and cleaning materials, accessories, and practice targets, and we're sure you will be impressed with the new facilities. As a long-time loyal customer, I'm delighted to invite you and one guest to our grand opening gala. Please see the attached invitation with date and time. The gala will feature refreshments, demonstrations, and the opportunity to try out some of our newest merchandise. We're sure you will find something you like. We look forward to seeing you. Sincerely, Ms. Jenilee Miller, Manager, Jimmy's House of Ammunition and Guns, Beaumont Division, Beaumont.
Hey, I never did no good at no galas, but my best shirt's clean and the ship's gonna be nearby anyways. Want to meet up after and compare scars? I got a new one. Jane Cobb, Serenity. The end.